We're doing Rosh Hashanah. We're up to Chavtet Amud Bet, the first white line. Mishach Rav Itamida Shitkin Rav Yochanan Ben Zakkai. So Rav Yochanan Ben Zakkai instituted that we blow shofar anywhere you have a court. So now we're going to have an interesting story how this happened. Tzano Avanan Pamachat Chal Rosh Hashanah Liot B'Shabbat. So Rosh Hashanah fell out on a Shabbos. Vayu Kol Arim Mitkansim. All the cities came together to the Beis Din. They figured, just like we came together when there was a Beis Hamikdash, we'll come together to Yavneh, we'll come together to the Beis Din. Amar lehem Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai lebnei b'teira nitka. So they're standing in the middle of shul, they're davening, comes time, Rav Yochanan says to Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, he says to the Gdolei Ador, the bnei b'seira, he says, let's blow shofar. Amru lo nadun. They say, let's bring it up for discussion and decide how we're going to rule on it, whether we should permit it or prohibit it in the presence of a court. So he said, no, let's blow shofar. Later we'll discuss and come to a conclusion. So they blew shofar, they finished davening, and afterwards the neighbor Sarah said, okay, now let's bring up the discussion. He says, no, I'm sorry, you know, once the courts didn't act, everyone saw that we ruled this way, we can't undo what we've done. That's it, that's the minhag. Okay.
Yeah, that's very interesting.
Yes, it is, isn't it?
What was going on here? What's going on? He didn't want to do it? He didn't want to have it judged? He was afraid they would judge against him?
Doesn't say. So what doesn't say? I can't say. I could guess, but doesn't say. Whatever it doesn't say. How would I know? I could guess a lot of things. And I could guess that he held they weren't up to par. He wanted to circumvent the discussion with them. I could guess that he saw that the times needed it and they might not realize that the time needed it, and he was the Nasi. So he found a way to avoid the discussion. You see that Chazal backed him.
You think okay. The Marshal touched him?
Yeah. אמר רבי אלעזר, לא התקין רבי יוחנן בן זכאי אלא ביבנה בלבד, אמרו לו אחד יבנה ואחד קומקום שיש בו בית דין. רבי אלעזר says it was only in Yavne that רבי יוחנן בן זכאי said to do this. And they said no. אמרו לו היינו תנא קמא, יהודה asked that. Remember we said אמרו לו is a third opinion. So Yehuda said, what's the difference between אמרו לו and the first opinion? They're both saying that you blow shofar anywhere there's a court. According to the first opinion in the Mishnah, anywhere there's a Beis Din convened, even if it's a temporary location, they happen to be out in the Poconos for Yom Tov, so there's a Beis Din now. The Beis Din's out there. You blow shofar. The final opinion, Amru Lo, says no. Just like Yavne, any other place. Meaning, it has to be like Yavne, a permanent Beis Din. They have their offices there. They have a permanence in that place. If they have a permanence there, that's the Amru Lo. That's the third opinion in the Mishnah. There you could blow shofar on Shabbos of Rosh Hashanah. Amar Rav Huna, ve'im beitin. Blowing shofar is not just because the courts have an office there. You got to do it with the courts. My ve'im beitin bifnei beitin. You got to do it when the courts are actually convened. They're not judging anything. But the judges have to be there. La puke shelo bifnei beit din de lo. You can't do it when the Beis Din isn't there. You got to do it in their presence. Mativ Rava. So Rava asks from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said a line that was difficult to understand. Vod zot haita Yerushalayim mitera li Yavne. Not only that, Yerushalayim had one more thing up on Yavne. That any city that was within earshot and could see and was close and could come would blow shofar. And in Yavne, they'd only do it in Yavne. My vodzot, so Yehuda asked us in the Mishnah, what do you mean this too? You know, you didn't say a number one. How'd you get the number two? Ilema kediktani. if you go with what it says in the Mishnah, zot mi baile, then the Mishnah shouldn't have said, and this, the Mishnah should have said, this is a point in which Yerushalayim is one up on Yavne. Because you didn't have a first point in the Mishnah. Zot yitira. So what's the ve'od zot? Elad b'ushnaim tokin yechidin, v'yavne in tokin yechidin. Must be that the Mishnah means to infer that in Yerushalayim, individuals in their own homes can blow shofar on Shabbos Rosh Hashanah, and in Yavne not. Uviyavne in tokin yechidin. The Gemara says, wait a second, and in Yavne, individuals would not blow shofar. Vakiyata v'yitzchak bar Yosef amar. When Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef came from Israel to Babylon, sorry, he said the following. When they'd finish the public blowing in Yavne, when the Shaliach Tzibur would finish blowing his shofar in Yavne, lo shama'inish kolune mikol tkuaya dechidai. A person wouldn't be able to hear, I don't know what une is, he wouldn't be able to hear something because there was so much noise from the individuals who would blow their own shofar. Okay, so you see in Yavne, the individuals also blew shofar. Ela lav de Yerushalayim tokin ben bizman betin ben shelo bizman betin. So what do you have to say? That when our Mishnah says, I'll tell you what else, Yerushalayim is more than Yavne, doesn't mean that in Yerushalayim the individuals would blow and not in Yavne. Because here you have a quote, that in Yavne the individuals also blew. It just they'd blow after you finish the public blowing, then the individuals would blow. So that's not the point in which the Mishnah meant to infer Yerushalayim is one up on Yavne. There's another point. You have to say that the Mishnah meant to infer that the point in which Yerushalayim betters Yavne is Yerushalayim tokin ben bizman betin ben shelo bizman betin. In Jerusalem, you could blow shofar all day long. I don't care if it's the time the Beis Din convenes or not. Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah, in Yerushalayim, you could blow all day. Uviyavne bizman betin in shelo bizman betin lo. And in Yavne, you could only do it during the first 6 hours of the day that the courts would convene normally until noontime. That was their time to convene. But what do you see from here? Habizman betin. Now that we've arranged the pshat in the Mishnah means to infer that there's one more point that Jerusalem is one up on Yavne, namely that in Jerusalem you could blow all day, Yavne you could only blow the first 6 hours of the day when the courts should convene. But what do you understand from this? Habizman betin, miatokin, vafir shelo bivne betin, that in the time, the first 6 hours of the day that's called the time of the courts, then you could blow, even in Yavne, anywhere you want. Ravuna said you could only blow shofar in the presence of Beis Din. What we've come up with is that the Mishnah seems to say that in Jerusalem you could blow all day wherever you want, and in Yavne you could only blow the first 6 hours wherever you want. But at the end of the day, you could blow wherever you want for those 6 hours. So that seems to contradict Rav Huno, who said you could only blow in the presence of Beis Din on Shabbos Rosh Hashanah. Says the Gemara, lo, okay, you got it wrong. I'll tell you a different shot in the Mishnah. Dilu b'Yerushalayim tokin ben b'fnei betin ben shlo b'fnei betin. I'll tell you what the Mishnah means. The Mishnah says, Jerusalem was one more point up on Yavne. What was the first point? Not like you wanted to say. We wanted to suggest the first point was in Jerusalem you could blow all day, and Yavne you could only blow the first 6 hours. The Gemara says, no, that's not pshat. How was Yerushalayim one up on Yavne? What was the first point? That in Yerushalayim, throughout Yerushalayim, you could blow with the courts, without the courts, wherever you want, you could blow on Shabbos Rosh Hashanah. Whereas by Yavne, uveYavne, b'fnei betinin, shlo b'fnei betin lo, you could only do it in the presence of the court, like Ravuna said. Ravuna said, you can only do it in the presence of the courts. He was talking in Yavne, anywhere but Yerushalayim. Okay, so we end up saying that what Ravuna said is really pshat in the Mishnah. That was the first missing point of the Mishnah. When the Mishnah says, and this is one more point that Yerushalayim is one up on Yavne, the first point was supposed to have been understood to be that in Yerushalayim you could blow even out of the presence of Beis Din. Whereas Yavne could only be in the presence of Beis Din, exactly like Ravuna said. Others say that Rav Huna wasn't talking about our Mishnah. When Rav Huna said only blow in the presence of Beis Din, he was talking about a different thing. The pasuk says, on Yom Kippur of Yovel, blow shofar throughout the land. So the Braisa says, you know what that means? On Yom Kippur of Yovel, everyone grabs their own private shofar, and throughout all of Israel, you'd hear shofaros blowing. Think of what Matzah Yom Kippur sounded like. You hear 5 million shofaros blowing. I wonder how many glass windows cracked.
About the same time, though?
Yeah, Matzah Yom Kippur, everyone starts blowing. Pretty scary thing. So that's the drush over here. Taviru shofar bechol artzechem. Throughout the land, everyone blows shofar. Amar Rav Huna v'im beit din. So about that, Rav Huna said, it doesn't mean everyone in their own home. It means in the presence of Beis Din. Ma v'im beit din bizman beit din. Doesn't mean specifically with the courts, it means in the first 6 hours of the day. He's telling you that after the first 6 hours of the day, don't do it. So he doesn't do it the way I said. I was going by our minhag today, where we do it Matzah Yom Kippur. He's saying, no. It was really done during the first 6 hours of the day, not Matzah Yom Kippur, on Yom Kippur. Right, I got it wrong. The mitzvah is on Yom Kippur of Yovel, blow shofar throughout the land. We do it Matzah Yom Kippur because it's only a zecher. We're commemorating what was in the year of Yovel. But in the year of Yovel, it was on Yom Kippur. Okay. So we'll have to pick up here next week with Mati Vrama.
Two questions.